Since at least the year 1681-82, this feast, which was already observed, and especially in religious communities dedicated to the Most Holy Mother of God, was extended by His Holiness Blessed Innocent XI, one of my favorite popes. Very difficult to find information on him, even in Italian, for whatever reason. He is not popular with some quarters, so I guess the devil did not like him, but it still doesn't. But anyway, it was on September the 11th and 12th. And of course, we know about September the 11th. And the reason for this feast was because with very few troops, the King of Poland, Jan Sobieski, defeated the Turks, the Muslims, as they were assaulting the city of Vienna, one of the capitals, principal capitals of the Holy Roman Empire, and it was holding back the Muslims from the rest of Europe. In a sense, then, it saved Europe from totally being overrun by the Muslim captivity. And so Pope Blessed Innocent XI decreed that this feast should be celebrated. In the meantime, a beautiful shrine was built in her honor at the Roman Forum, the Forum of Hadrian, not the Roman Forum, the Forum of Hadrian, which I would visit very often, almost every day, in Rome. Is on the way up to the University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Urbe, the Angelicum. Beautiful, beautiful, very small, but very gracious and elegant church, filled with treasures, in honor of, as it is called in Latin, the sweet name of Mary, Dulce Nomen Maria. And ever since, she has been honored there. But in the meantime, the whole world on this day honors her. As we honor her, we cause great disruption, as if there weren't enough, in the portals of hell. For the saints have stated that every time a person says with devotion and love the name of Mary, all the demons in hell tremble and some of them fall in fear of her, who is the mother of the Most High God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so imagine how much they hate this feast. And of course, how much anyone who serves them hate this feast. And of course, their vengeance was brought upon us on that very same day so many years ago. And we nevertheless give thanks to God for the fact that we're still here and that hopefully it will never happen again. But in the meantime, we need to remember that when we say the name of Mary, when we say the Ave Maria or any other prayer to her, we are fighting the demons in hell. And when we are tempted, we are fighting the demons that assault us. May the sweet name of Mary be forever on your lips and in your hearts and take you to heaven when the time comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we continue with our...